to exert the same charismatic powers over the Institute's Board of Trustees, but with mixed results. In the late 1940s, the board was often stalemated between liberal and conservative factions. It was dominated by its vice chairman, Louis Strauss. Other trustees tended to defer to his judgment, partially because he was the only board member with substantial wealth. At the same time, some of the more liberal trustees were put off by his arch-conservatism. One trustee grumbled that the board did not need a Hoover Republican thinking in the last century. Although Oppenheimer had met Strauss only briefly before coming to Princeton, he was well aware of Strauss' political views and quietly made it clear that he would not welcome Strauss' elevation to the post of chairman of the board.